以下信息是弟兄于2002年7月份举办预备羔羊的婚宴特会时，邀请南非的牧师德瑞·库普顿所传讲的，题目是心腹也自己预备好了，让我们一起来分享。
Father, in Jesus' name, we turn our hearts to you.
天父，奉耶稣的名，我们把我们的心归向你。
And we desire that your son should be glorified in our midst this morning.
我们渴望你的儿子今天早上在我们当中得着荣耀。
And so we pray that there may be that measure of the Spirit.
我们恳求你的圣灵降临。
To give clarity of utterance.
让我们说得清楚。
Clarity of thought.
让我们的心思清楚。
And clear hearing.
让我们听得明白
and clear receiving,
而且能够好好的领受
that your word may accomplish the reason it is sent,
好让你的话语能够成就它所发出的意义
and to you be the praise,
愿一切的赞美都归给你
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you please turn with me to the passage we were busy with last night, Revelation chapter 19.
请大家一起来看我们昨天晚上看的经文启示录十九章
and we...have been spending time around the marriage supper of the Lamb.
昨天晚上我们讲的主题是羔羊的婚宴。
We're going to read from Revelation 19.
我们要来读启示录第十九章。
From verse 5 to the end of verse 10.
我们从第五节一直读到第十节。启示录十九章第五节，有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人呐，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说，哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
Just to recap very briefly from last night,
我就很简单的重述昨天晚上所讲。
We looked at the marriage customs of Jesus' day,
我们昨天看了耶稣当时的婚姻的习俗。
And the passage in Matthew 25.
我们看了马太福音二十五章的经文。
The wise and the foolish young women.
讲到聪明的童女跟愚拙的童女。
Those who were prepared for the coming of the bridegroom and those who were not.
就是有一些人他们已经预备好要迎接新郎的来到，有些人却没有预备好。
The three stages of a marriage.
我们也讲了婚姻的三个结婚的三个阶段。
First of all, the arrangement between the fathers when the children were very tiny.
首先就是孩子还很小的时候双方的家长他们就已经安排好了。
Sometimes when the child is just a few months old, the arrangements are already made for the wedding.
有时候当这孩子还只有几个月大的时候，他们就已经安排了这个婚事。
And the boy and the girl were regarded as betrothed, as engaged to one another.
那这个男孩子跟女孩子小的时候就已经被认定是已经许配给彼此了。
And then in their mid-teenage years, the arrangements were then finalized.
然后等他们到了十几岁的时候，他们又把这件事情敲定了。
For the bride's dowry and the bridegroom's gift.
已经讲好了，新娘要有多少的嫁妆，然后新郎要有多少的聘礼。
When that arrangement had been concluded.
当这个安排已经得到了结论。
And then they would specify a time when the wedding would take place.
那么他们就会定下一段时间，讲说这个婚礼要什么时候举行。
But without mentioning either the day or the hour.
但是他们不会特别的讲是在哪一天，在哪一个时刻。
And so it was part of the fun and the excitement.
所以全家人都会非常的兴奋。
For the bridegroom and his friends to try and catch out the bride unawares.
就是新郎还有他的朋友会要让新娘跟他朋友都出其不意的就到了那边。
They would know, well, it's going to happen sometime in these next few days.
他们只会知道说，哎，在这个几天当中事情就发生。
So the bride could get everything ready.
好让新娘能够把一切都预备好。
But not the day.
但是不晓得是哪一个日子。
And so the bridegroom would try and find some time of the day where they would not be ready for him.
所以新郎他就会试着要找一天是让他们措手不及的。
And the story that Jesus told, the people understood it well.
耶稣所讲的故事当时的人很清楚的。
And so when Jesus mentioned the fact that they got tired of waiting,
所以当耶稣讲到当那些童女等累的时候
The older married couples remember their own weddings.
那些比较年长的人记得他们当初自己结婚的时候
And they would laugh because they remembered the way that they had tried to catch each other out.
他们会笑因为他们会想起当年自己是怎么样想要让对方吃惊的
And so Jesus speaks of those who were wise preparing.
所以耶稣讲到那些聪明的人预备好了
But some of the girls were foolish and unwise, and they just said, "Oh, he's not coming tonight."
但是有一些童女，她们不聪明，她们是愚拙的，她们就想说，新郎今天晚上当然不会来。
And they'd all grown tired of waiting and gone to sleep.
她们等都等累了，睡着了。
But at midnight,
但是在半夜的时候
，the bridegroom's friends gathered around the bride's house.
新郎的朋友就聚在新娘家的周围。
And at midnight, the cry came, "The bridegroom is here."
在半夜的时候，他们就喊出来说，新郎已经到了。
And they all had to rush around and get up their things.
然后他们就赶忙要起来，要准备好。
And form up the procession and go to the bridegroom's house.
然后他们就要形成一个队伍，走到新郎的家里面。
And those who had made careful preparation,
那些已经仔细预备的人
they were ready to go in the procession.
他们就已经准备好能够前进了。
And there was a lot of laughter and fun.
那个在这个当中有很多的欢笑，很多有趣的事情。
But those who said, "Oh, he's not coming tonight. He's coming tomorrow. Let's not worry about it."
但是有一些童女却说，哦，他今天晚上不会来，我们不要担心了，他明天才会来。
They found that their lamps had gone out.
他们的灯已经熄了。
Or there was almost no oil left in them.
他们里面几乎已经没有油了。
And they came running to the other, said, "Give us some of your oil. Give us some of your oil."
他就跑到那些人的面前说，把你的油给我们一些，给我们一些。
But those who were wise said, "No, if we do that, there won't be enough for us."
但是那些聪明的童女就说不行，如果我们给你们的话，我们自己的油就不够了。
You go to those who sell oil and get from them.
你就去找那个卖油的人去跟他买吧。
But by the time they'd woken those people up and got oil, it was too late.
但是当这些愚拙的童女到那卖油的那边买到油的时候，已经太迟了。
When they got to the bridegroom's house.
当他们到达了新郎的家里。
They found that the door to the courtyard was shut, and they were no longer welcome.
他们发现院子的门已经关上了，他们已经不受欢迎了。
Because only those invited could come in.
因为唯有那些受了邀请的人能够进去。
And so the gatekeeper said, "No, you're too late."
所以守门的人跟他们说，你们已经太迟了。
You've got to come on time.
你们一定要准时到的。
You're too late.
你们已经太迟了。
And so they lost out.
所以他们就被锁在外面。
And so the emphasis of our time together last night.
所以昨天晚上我们所强调的重点
was the need for us to be ready and to be prepared.
就是我们需要时时预备好。
Those unwise or foolish young women were not ignorant.
那些愚拙的、不聪明的童女，他们并不是不知道。
They knew the bridegroom was coming.
他们知道新郎要来。
They'd been invited to the wedding.
他们也受了邀请要参加这个婚宴。
They'd been invited to be the bride's support.
他们也受了邀请要来扶持这个新
娘。They had a responsibility.
他们有责任的。
And they knew what they had to do.
他们知道自己应该要做什么。
But they didn't care.
但是他们不在乎。
They were just careless, they were foolish, they were just not bothered about it.
他们就不留心，就是这么的愚拙，就是不在乎这件事情。
The result of that was they were shut out.
而这个结果呢，是他们被关在外面。
And they were shamed and humiliated.
他们就非常的羞愧，很不好意思。
And so the Holy Spirit was speaking to our hearts last night.
所以昨天晚上圣灵在对我们的心说话。
Of our need to be ready.
我们需要预备好。
Jesus has not left us ignorant.
耶稣并不会让我们无知。
He's told us that he's coming.
他已经告诉我们他要来。
He's given us the signs.
他已经把这些记号都给了我们。
According to those who are experts in the matters of prophecy.
根据那些在预言方面的专家。
Just about everything has been fulfilled except the very final prophecies.
除了最后的一个预言，其他的预言几乎都已经应验了。
There's no need for us to be caught unawares.
我们不需要措手不及、出其不意的。
We need to be living every day.
我们每天都需要好好的活着。
In a place of preparedness.
都能够时时预备自己。
In a place where we are ready.
就是让自己随时都预备好。
Whether the cry comes at midday or midnight.
不管这个喊声是在半夜来到，还是在日正当中来到。
When the trumpet blast sounds.
当号筒的声音响起来。
That we should hear it with gladness and eagerness and excitement.
我们都应该欢喜快乐非常热切地听到这个响声
and not grab the cell phone and say heaven wait I'm not ready
而不是拿着你的手机说哎，天堂你等一下我还没有准备好
so last night it was being ready for the bridegroom
所以昨天晚上我们讲到说要预备好迎接新郎
but this morning I want us to look particularly in the time that we have
但是今天早上我们特别要来看一点。
At this word in verse 7.
第七节。
His bride has made herself ready.
新妇也自己预备好了。
The bride has made herself ready.
新妇也自己预备好。
Fine linen, bright and clean was given to her to wear.
就得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Because fine linen stands for is the symbol of the righteous acts of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
She has been given special clothes to wear.
她有特别的衣服可以穿。
And verse 8 gives us the understanding of what the special clothes are.
第八节就让我们知道这特别的衣服是什么。
And so while we're sitting here nice and calm and quiet,
当我们很好的、好好的坐在这里很安静。
There's a bride who's getting herself ready.
新娘她正在预备自己。
And she has special clothes to wear.
她有特别的衣服要穿。
And great care will be taken about her appearance today.
而且今天会在她的容貌上好好的、仔细的装扮。
She's made herself ready.
她将自己预备好了。
And in Revelation chapter 21,
启示录第二十一章
in verse 2,
第二节
in the vision the Lord gives John of the holy city, the New Jerusalem,
神给约翰看到看到的异象，看到圣城新耶路撒冷。
He said she's prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
他说这个新耶路撒冷预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
The dwelling place of God with men, beautifully prepared.
神的居所是已经被预备得很美的。
And when the Holy Spirit wants to compare the preparation with something that's really beautiful,
当圣灵想要把这个很美的预备来做个比较的时候，
He says like a bride for a husband.
他说就像是新妇装饰整齐在等候的丈夫一样。
Because in every age, in every culture, it's the same.
因为在每一个时代，在每一个文化当中，这都是一样的。
The bride goes to very, very great lengths to make herself beautiful.
新妇会花很多的心血把自己打扮得漂亮。
It's the one day that she really pays a lot of attention to.
那天她真的是全力以赴的。
Months of planning.
她花了好几个月的时间在计划。
I have four daughters.
我有四个女儿。
And so I have been through this.
所以我也经历过这些。
That's why my hair is white.
这就是为什么我的头发都白了。
The magazines.
还有很多的杂志。
All the illustrations of dresses.
哦，还有那些很多。
Every last detail.
很多的衣服的照片，还有很多的最后的细节。
Said to my wife, "Oh, this is just too much."
我跟我太太说，哎呀，这个实在是让我受不了了。
And she says, "You're just a man. You don't understand."
她说，你是男人，这个你不懂的。
This is special to the ladies.
这对女人来讲是特别的。
And as Jesus looks at us,
当耶稣看着我们，
and he calls us to prepare ourselves,
他也叫我们预备自己。
He's looking for a bride who will be beautiful.
他想要得着的是一个看起来很美的新妇。
No wrinkles.
没有皱纹的。
Excuse me, older ladies today.
对不起，今天年长的姐妹们。
That is a badge of honor for you.
对不起，这个对你们来讲不是很好的。
But not when you're a bride.
但是当你是新娘的时候并不会这样。
Those are the lines of honor and experience.
就是这些年长的夫人，他们是有
And they have their own beauty.
哦，他们有尊荣，他们有自己的美。
But when the bride is young,
但是当新娘年轻的时候
and prepared for a wedding,
他们预备要结婚的时候
you won't see the wrinkles.
你不会看到她的皱纹。
You won't see the blemishes.
你也不会看到她的瑕疵。
You won't see the spots.
你也不会看到有什么斑点。Everything
has been taken care of.
一切都已经处理好了。
Even if it has a little paint over it.
即使是要需要在上面画一画。
And Jesus is saying, I'm looking for a bride prepared.
耶稣说，我在找的是一个准备好的心腹。
I wonder what David would say today.
我在想今天大钟不晓得会怎么说。
When the music plays.
当那个音乐响起的时候。
And the double doors swing open.
然后那个大门打开了。
And he sees his bride come in.
他看到他的新娘走进来。
And she's wearing a dirty old dress.
她如果穿的是一件很脏的老衣服，然后头发也没有梳。
And she's been working in the garden.
她一直在院子里面做工。
And she's rubbed some of it on her face.
然后脸上还有一些土。
And she's got old dirty slippers on.
啊，脚上穿的很脏的拖鞋。
Do you think it's all wonderful?
你想大众会说哇，太棒了吗？
I don't think so.
我想不会的。
He's looking to see someone beautifully prepared.
大众所期待看到的是一位预备的很美的。
And Jesus is looking for a bride beautifully prepared.
耶稣所盼望的也是一位预备的很美丽的新娘。
Of course, we men find this very hard.
当然，或许我们觉得这个很困难。
That we now have to be a bride.
我们会觉得说，哦，我们不必做新娘。
It's difficult for us to imagine ourselves as a bride.
啊，做男人的很难想象说自己是一个新娘的话会是什么样子。
Can you imagine a great big quarterback being a bride?
你能不能够想象那个打足球的四分卫他是做一个新娘的样子呢
？Not easily.
不容易。
But Jesus says the church is his bride, it's his wife.
但是耶稣说教会就是他的新娘，就是他的妻子。
And just as last night we were saying, are we prepared for the bridegroom?
就像我们昨天晚上讲的说，我们要预备好迎接新郎。
Calling us to come to the festivities.
他在呼召我们要进到那婚宴里面。
To come for the celebration.
要来参加这个庆典。
Jesus says, but have you as the bride made yourself ready?
但是耶稣说，你身为一个新妇，你是否把自己预备好了呢？
That's the most important thing for us.
这对我们来讲是最重要的一点。
And when she has made herself ready,
当她将自己预备好的时候，
we will be clothed with linen bright and clean.
我们就会穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
The special garments given to us to wear.
这就是要给我们的特殊的衣服穿上。
And then there's this little word of explanation.
然后这里有一个小小的解释。
The fine linen is the symbol of the righteous acts of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
The acts or the deeds of the saints.
就是圣徒所行的义。
The things that we've done which are righteous before God.
就是我们所做的事情在神的眼中看为义的。
Now for those of us who are evangelicals, Pentecostals, charismatics, this is strange.
对我们这些不管是福音派的或者是灵恩派的五旬节派的我们会觉得有点奇怪。
Because we make such a strong emphasis on our salvation by, through the grace of God and by faith alone, and even the faith is a gift from God.
因为我们都强调说我们得救是本乎恩甚至这个因着信那这信心甚至都是神的恩赐。
And that in the action of salvation, we are clothed with the robe of righteousness.
而且说，当我们得救的时候，我们就已经披上了公义的外袍。
None of our own making, our own doing.
那个不是我们自己做的，也不是我们自己形成的。
For our righteousness is like dirty rags.
因为我们自己的义好像污秽的衣服。
There's nothing good in them at all.
我们自己的义一无是处。
But we are seen in Christ, accepted in Christ.
但是我们是在基督里面才被蒙
悦纳，
是披上他的公义。
The result of that which he paid for on the cross.
而这个是他在十字架上为我们所付的代价的结果。
So then, what does this mean?
所以那这句话的意思是什么呢
？That the fine, bright and white linen with which the bride is clothed is the result or the symbol of the deeds of righteousness.
新妇所穿的光明洁白的细麻衣，就象征着圣徒所行的义。
You see, it's got to do with what happens when we are saved.
这个是关乎当我们得救以后发生的事情。
There is a righteousness which is imputed to us.
有一种义是神加给我们的。
And then there's a righteousness which is imparted.
还有一种义是他赐给我们的。
God reckons us as righteous through Jesus.
神因着耶稣看我们为义。
But then he sets about making the bride what he says she is.
然后他讲说要让这个心腹成为什么样子。
And so the acts and the deeds of the righteous is the outward sign of what has been happening inside.
所以就外圣徒所行的义就是我们里面已经发生的事情的表征。
Because a heart that is right with God will live and act right.
因为一颗心如果在神的面前是对的话他所活出来的他的行动会都是对的。
Now you may say, oh, this is very simple.
你会说，哦，这个很简单。
But this needs to be heard by the church worldwide in our day all over again.
但是今天在世界各地的教会，我们都应该要再听到这样的信息。
We need to understand that if our heart is right, our lives will show it.
我们需要明白，如果我们的心是对的话，我们就会在生活中表现出来。
And if our deeds are not right, if they're not good, they're not clean, they're not pure.
如果我们的行为不好，我们的行为不干净、不纯洁。
It is because we are not right within.
那是因为我们的里面不对。
People say,、oh, I love Jesus.
人们说我爱耶稣。
But then they live in a mess.
然后他们的生活却一团糟。
There's no distinction between them and the world.
他们跟世人没有差别。
Their hearts are in love with the things of the world.
他们的心还是爱着世上的东西。
The scriptures call that adultery.
圣经上称这个为拜偶像。
Our hearts are not given entirely to the Lord.
身上正为奸淫，就是我们的心没有完全献给主。
We want the same things that the world wants.
我们想要的东西跟世上的人一样。
We have the same ambitions.
有同样的野心。
The same desires.
有同样的渴望。
And even if I offend somebody right now, I'm sorry, but I need to say what I need to say.
如果我这样说得罪了你们当中的一些人，那对不起，但是我需要说我该说的话。
This prosperity gospel is a heresy.
这种凡事会让我们亨通的福音，这是一个异端。
Yes, I believe God will take care of us.
是的，我相信神会照顾我们。
My God shall supply all your needs.
我的神会供应你一切的需要。
According to His riches in glory.
按着他丰盛的荣耀。
But not your greed.
但是不是按着你的贪心。
I have lived by faith for many years.
我有很多年以来一直是凭着信心生活。
For 8 years, we had no salary at all. Jean and I and 5 children.
有八年的时间，我跟我的太太还有五个孩子，我们根本都一点薪水都没有。
It was the price we had to pay for being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那是我们受了圣灵的浸之后必须付的一个代价。
Our denomination said, "Out you go."
我们的教派说好，你们走。
I was a superintendent minister.
我那个时候本来是已经是那个教派一个监督。
A number of churches to care for.
有好几个教会都在我的管理之下。
But when they heard I was speaking in tongues, they said, "Out."
当他们听说我讲方言了，他们就说好，你走。
And so we went out and we trusted God.
所以我们就出去了，我们信靠神。
And it was a number of years before the brethren eventually came and said, you need to have a set salary.
后来过了好几年之后，那些弟兄们才来说，你们需要有固定的薪水。
And afterwards, when we did have a set salary, we wished we didn't have one.
当我们有了固定的薪水之后，我还宁可我希望我们没有固定的薪水。
But we've never ever been in the place where we've not had to trust God.
因为那样子的话，我们就不需要像以前那么的信靠神。
But it has helped to keep our focus right.
但是我们需要把我们的注意力放在对的地方。
And our God is able to supply.
我们的神能够供应。
Sometimes our children said, "Oh, but if you were in business, we'd have this and this."
有时候我的孩子们会说，如果你做生意的话，我们可以有这些，有那些。
But as our children have got older.
但是当我们的孩子年纪渐渐大了。
They have said, "We have lacked nothing."
他们说，我们一无所缺。
Nothing we have needed.
我们所需要的一样都不缺。
And more than we have needed.
而且我们所有的超过我们所需的。神是信实的。
But those who go after money and wealth and ambition.
但是那些要追求金钱、追求野心的人。
Will find that in the suitcase with it.
他们会在他们的行李箱里面找到。
Comes every evil thing.
他们会在他们的行李箱里面发现跟那些东西随之而来的有一切邪恶的东西。
That is the companion of selfish ambition.
这就是自私野心的同伴。
If your ambitions are simply centered around yourself,
如果你的野心只是以自己为中心的话，
the consequences are painful.
结果是很痛苦的。
And so we need to get our focus right.
所以我们需要把我们的注意力放对地方。
I was amazed to read, I think it was 2 years ago, a poll that was taken in the United States.
两年前我发觉美国做一个民意调查让我很吃惊。
By one of the leading organizations.
是有一个主要的机构。
They were trying to find out how many people in the United States believed that they were born again.
他们所做的调查是要看美国有多少人相信自己是重生的。
That they were going to heaven, they were saved.
就是他们会已经得救会上天堂的。
And what difference it made to their lives.
还有这个对他们的生活有什么差别。
I think they said 87 million people claimed they were born again going to heaven.
我想他们说有8700万的人说自己已经得救将会上天堂。
But two-thirds of them said they did not believe that it made any difference to their daily life.
但是这些人当中有三分之二说他们认为这个信仰对他们的日常生活没有造成任何的差别。
They did not believe they needed to be part of a body.
他们不相信他们必须成为基督身体的一部分。
They did not need to be accountable to anybody.
他们也不认为自己需要向任何人负责。
And they couldn't see that it had anything to do with the way they ran their business.
他们也不认为说他们的信仰跟他们做生意的方式有什么影响。
A very deep fault in the way we preach the gospel.
这是我们传福音一个很大的差错。
You see, Jesus didn't talk about making converts.
耶稣没有讲说要我们使人回转信主。
Jesus called people to be disciples.
耶稣呼召人们是要做门徒。
People who learned and followed.
是会学习而且跟随的人。
And people who learn to obey.
是会学习顺服的人。
That is a very bad word in our language these days.
顺服这个字在我们今天的时代是一个很糟糕的词。
Obedience and discipline.
顺服还有管教。
We've chased that out of the life of the family.
我们已经把这两个词都从我们家庭的生活中给赶走了。
In many places, by the law, it's almost impossible to discipline your child.
在很多的地方，甚至法律都禁止你管教自己的孩子。
Whether in your country or ours.
不管是在你们的国家，还有在我们的国家里。
A number of countries in Europe, if you had to smack your child could go to the police and report you, and you would be imprisoned.
在欧洲有一些国家也是，如果你打你的孩子，你的孩子可以去告警察，然后你就会下监牢。
A few weeks ago in our country, a black pastor gave his child a
在几个礼拜前，我们的国家有位黑人的牧师打了他的孩子。
13-year-old boy
是一个13岁的男孩。
He'd stayed out of the home 3 nights running.
他的逃家三个晚上。
Gone out and stayed out all night.
然后他就到外面去一整个晚上。
And when he came home, the father said, "No, I can't allow this."
那后来当他回家的时候，他爸爸说：“我不容许有这种事情。
”And so he took the child and gave him a good smack.
所以他就把这个孩子好好打了一顿。
The child went off to the police station.
这孩子就跑到警察局。
Reported his father for abuse.
就告他的父亲虐待他。
The magistrate found the father guilty.
那这个法官就判爸爸有罪。
Fined him a large sum of money.
就罚了他一大笔钱。
Sentenced him to 3 months in prison.
就要他去坐监牢三个月。
For disciplining his child.
因为他管教了自己的孩子。
The father said, "I'm glad to pay the fine. I'm glad to go to prison."
父亲说我很高兴我很乐意去付这个罚款也很乐意去下监牢。
I'm not sorry for disciplining my child.
我不会为了管教我的孩子而感到难过。
Because the constitution of God's word is above the constitution of the nation.
因为神的法律高过国家的法律。
But we have lost the whole concept of discipline, the whole concept of obedience.
但是我们已经完全失去了管教的观念还有顺服的观念。
And if we look at the bride of Christ,
如果我们看基督的心腹
，and she's clothed with that which is the symbol of acts of righteousness.
她所穿戴的象征的自己所行的义。
What is that a reflection of?
那么这个反映出什么呢
？It's a reflection of a way of life.
这反映出的是一种生活方式。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will do what I say."
耶稣说，你若爱我，你就会守我的诫命。
You will obey what I command.
你就会遵守我所吩咐的。
Jesus does not make polite suggestions.
耶稣并不是很客气的跟你提议这样子。
If you wouldn't mind doing it.
如果你不介意的话，请你来做。
If you can find a little spare time for to serve me.
如果你有一点点空余的休闲的时间，你可以来服侍我。
If it's not too inconvenient for you.
如果你这个不是很不方便的话。
I really don't want to trouble you.
我真的不想要来打搅你。
That is not Jesus.
这不是耶稣。
That is milk and water and modern Christianity.
这是缩水了的基督教。
And we have to return to the word of Jesus.
我们必须回到耶稣的话。
I don't mean the pastors must be controlling bosses.
我的意思不是说牧师要控制的牧师。
But we need to understand that Jesus gives commands.
但是我们必须了解耶稣所给的命令。
And he expects the command to be obeyed.
而且他期待他所下的命令人们会顺服的。
How can the bride do deeds of righteousness if she doesn't do what her Lord says?
如果新娘她没有做耶稣所吩咐她要做的事情，她怎么会有行出来的义呢？
And so Jesus again in John 14 says,He who obeys me is the one who loves me.
耶稣在约翰福音十四章又说，守我诫命的人就是爱我的。
I remember very well my little mother talking to me.
我记得很清楚，我的妈妈跟我讲。
And I probably wanted a cookie, and I said, "Oh, mommy, I love you."
那个时候我可能想要吃饼干，我就跟妈妈跟她说，妈妈我爱你。
And she looked at me.
她就看着我。
And she said, "If you love me, you'll do what I tell you."
他说你如果爱我的话你就我说什么你就照着做好。
She didn't want words.
他要的不是嘴巴讲讲而已。
She wanted an obedient child.
他要的是一个顺服的孩子。
It's easy for our children to give us a hug and say they love us to get something from us.
我们的孩子很容易抱抱我们跟我们说些好话想要从我们身上拿一些东西。
But the love that warms our hearts is an obedient child.
但是真正能够温暖我们的心的是一个顺服的孩子。
Why should we think that God will be any different?
那我们想神又怎么会跟我们不一样呢？
And so, The righteous deeds that the Father is looking for.
对父在找的所行的义。
It is the outcome of our salvation.
这是我们得救的结果。
It's not righteous deeds so that we may be saved.
不是说我们有了这个所行的义，好让我们能够得救。
But the actions and the deeds that show that we are saved.
而是说我们的行动，我们的行为表现出来，让人们知道我们是已经得救了。
It's the result of what God has done.
这是神已经做成的事情的结果。
It's the result of what God is still doing in our lives.
这是神仍然在我们生命中做的事情的结果。
It's the fruit of Christ-like character.
这是像基督一样的果实。
If Jesus lives in me by His Spirit, then other people ought to be able to see it.
是耶稣借着他的灵活在我的里面，好让别人也能够看得出来。